your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Oh, my friends, Chef and the Fat Man, trying to figure out 10 or 11, 11 or 10, and you think you have it hard at home. I'm telling you, but Chef Eric, we have figured out it is 11, right? Yeah?
Okay, then.
Or is it 10?
No, it's 10.
Whatever. I thought it was 11.
People at home don't know what the heck you're talking
about. I know, and that's good, because I like keeping people in mystery.
Mystery.
Yes, but mystery. There's no mystery to what you're doing right here. This looks awesome, Chef Eric.
Yeah, so what I've done is I put that first layer of tortillas in the cups, filled it with about a tablespoon of the meat mixture, the taco seasoning meat mixture, and then top it off with some four cheese Mexican blend cheese. Then you take another one of those little tortilla squares, push that on top of the first one, and then repeat the process. Okay, so you've got two layers of it, basically. Now what we're going to do is we're going to take a little bit of oil.
So this is a... So you put another layer on top of this one.
Yeah, so right. So now we've got two layers on there. Okay? Now we're going to take a little bit of oil, and what we're going to do is brush this. If I can find a small brush. Well, you know what? Nothing like a little overkill. This is a great brush, by the way. If you get that... If you get the kit of the new stainless steel tools, did you see the brush in there?
Oh, it's very fantastic.
Cool. That whole kit is awesome.
I'll tell you, you know, you and I have had a chance to work with the new barbecuing tools.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, you and I have worked with literally, I don't know, 30, 40 different kinds over the years.
Probably.
And there has never been a more perfect, ergonomic, and easy to use, but absolutely easy to clean set of tools than these.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so what we're doing here is I'm just taking a little bit of cooking oil and dabbing the exposed parts of the tortilla cup with a little bit of this. And the reason we're doing it is it's going to help prevent from totally burning while the rest of it cooks. Okay, so one more. Perfect. All right. So there we go. Now, this is going to go ahead, and we're going to put this out on the egg. This, now, cook time, I think, let me check what I put on this. I think this was around 20 minutes, 18 minutes. 18 minutes on this one. So we'll put this out on an egg at roughly 375 as far as your dome temperature. That'll make it 350 at the grate. And that's something people should always remember when you're cooking with your Big Green Egg. The dome temperature is always going to be higher because it's up in the dome and so that heat rises than your actual grate temperature. So now the funny thing is I've got 45 seconds to go until our other one is done, our broccoli cups. So when I take these out, I will.
And while you're doing the transition, I have some wonderful information for our listeners. Coming up in a few weeks, we are going to be doing a wonderful interview with a veggie goddess, and we'll be recording it at Cook's Warehouse, and it's certainly a show you're not going to want to miss. Next week, we are going to be at Cutter's Cigar Emporium, and that's always an exciting place for us to be. I think it's in 2 weeks we're going to be at Cutter's, and I got to tell you, that is such an awesome place to hang out. And they're getting ready to go to the big IPCPR, which is the big cigar and pipe convention, biggest one in the world. And this year it's in Vegas. Last year it was in New Orleans, and I was there. This year it's in Vegas, and I won't be. But it's an awesome, awesome experience. And so if you'd like to ever come to any of our shows, go online, find out when we are doing our shows and where they're at. And you could come and join us by going to chefandafatman.com. But also, we've got a big announcement that's going to be coming down here in about, 3 or 4 days. And hopefully we'll have a great announcement for you. It's something that we're very excited about, and hopefully you'll be excited about, and maybe you will even be able to participate. We'll see. But we can't tell any more than that. We are sworn to secrecy. There's some weird noises going on over here. Okay, but anyway, it's we finally figured it out. But if you have not had a chance to come to the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, it is really literally inside of 285, right off of 85, DeKalb Technology Parkway. It's very, very easy to get to. But even if you can't make it for the classes, go to biggreenegg.com and look up the Culinary Center. They've got classes, all kinds of classes. They've got places where you could come, like today with the North Georgia Eggers, when we're here doing our show. But when the North Georgia Eggers are here, you can literally come, and there will be 8 to 10 people cooking on different eggs, putting out food for people to try. Chef Eric, how's your other dish, which shall not be mentioned across my lips?
You're looking good. It's we're going to give it just a couple more minutes.
Now, you've got that. Nice. I see what you're starting to do with it, but there are other things you could do with those leftovers.
Yeah, you can pan fry them, mix it in with some bacon, some eggs, some onion, cumin, paprika, and make some chilaquiles.
Some who?
Chilaquiles.
Yeah.
You pan fry it all together, and then add a little bit of tomato in there, top it with some celery, sour cream.
And that's basically the leftover trimmings from your tortillas.
Yeah, we can actually make it right now if you want.
You want to?
We can. Huh? I got bacon.
Well, you know what? We might have to do that. But once again, showing the versatility.
Yeah. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go ahead and make that.
Why not? I mean,
let's get the, we'll get this pan going. Now, I could probably put this on an egg as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to in this case.
A cast iron skillet would probably be the way to go.
Cast iron would be great. I'm just going to put a little olive oil in here. First thing I'm actually going to do is brown off the scraps of tortilla so that they're a little bit crispy before we start the rest of the process. So we'll get that going here. Get that pan nice and hot. Again, best thing about these pans, this induction burners, is they get up the temperature very quickly.
You know, you talked to me about it a couple of years ago.
Yep.
And we didn't have any at the time,
right.
But you were talking about it. So I found one and said, you know what, that sounds so cool, I'm going to try it. And I bought one. Now I have three. I have four. I have two at home, two at the camp. I have not used, isn't that amazing?
Wow.
I have not used my gas stove nor my electric range at the camp since I bought my induction burners.
Sure.
I just plugged those in. And I got to tell you, another thing you're good for is roasting peppers for like when I make our chili powder.
Right.
I toast. I mean, they're so perfect.
Yeah.
The temperature.
You can dry toast with them. Yeah, the temperature is exactly. It's great for frying. I mean, if you're going to fry something, set it at 350. You know, make sure if you get an induction burner that you get one that allows you to look at the actual temperature that you're setting it at.
And the big thing to know about portable induction burners is I made the mistake of getting the first two or three where they're presets.
Yeah,
and then 10 mile or 10 degrees above. That's a nightmare.
Yeah.
So what I've got now is I've got one. I think New Wave makes it. And what you do is you could do it in 5 degree increments all the way up to, they've got preset, but then you've got 5 degree increments. And I got to tell you, Chef Eric, that makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
All the difference in the world. So you could literally be boiling or frying at 360. Touch it, drop it down to 100, and it'll immediately drop down to 100.
Yep.
That's what's absolutely amazing about it. And like you're doing right now, the conventional pans would take forever to heat up to get that. You've had it on there for about 30 seconds, and already they're browning.
Yeah, they're starting to brown a little bit.
Plus, it's so safe. If you've got loved ones, if you've got people who have a hard time with shaking and stuff, when you've got that fryer, if that whole fryer bubbles over, won't make any difference because there's no element to cause a fire.
Exactly.
So it's the safest burners you can possibly
have.
Or
cats.
Cats. Well,
if you have cats.
Well, our cats don't get. See, only part of the house they don't get into is on the range.
That's good.
Yes. Well.
But most people don't do that.
Well, I know.
I hate cats.
No,
anyway,
you don't hate cats.
Actually, I do.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Since you said that, my wife is co-engineering today, so she said to cut the microphone. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, Chef Eric is going to finish his chicken. And it's going to be delicious. And he's got one more recipe. But we've got Tom Chamberlain coming up next. He's an egghead extraordinaire.